Welcome to Lost Story Studios. I'm Beau Fader.
I'm Brockton McKinney.
I'm Jonas Britt.
And this
is
Lost
Story
Studios.
This is Lost Stories at Lost Story Studios.
Awesome. Welcome to Lost Story Studios.
Welcome.
You know what we do so by now. Hopefully, if you listened, all seven of you.
All seven episodes.
All seven episodes, no. That's in the seven people. It's been four episodes. No, that's not true. I actually have quite a following, and I'm very proud of it. And
doesn't seem like it.
No, I am, totally. I appreciate everybody.
It's disparaging. It comes off as, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the way you're taking it.
It's the way I am taking it. It's the way you're giving it.
Because you're
slapping it down, I'm picking it up.
It's because you're ugly.
Oh,
that's what abusers do. They blame the abused.
Right. Yeah. And you're just ugly and you're making me take it out on you.
Right.
So what we do is we're an art studio or a comic book studio. We sit here and we do a commission work and do art and make art and tell stories to each other. And they were 100% true. Everyone.
100%.
All the time.
Every day.
Brockton whispered 100%. Yeah. Don't be shy, Brocky. Speak up. Speak up, Brocky. You got it. You're all right.
I'm all right.
And there may be some drinking involved.
Could be.
Sometimes.
A little bit.
Tonight's not the night, but it could be one day.
No, tonight is a very dry.
Both of you are drinking.
Night. Very dry
night. You are drinking right now.
Both of you? Are you talking to you and Bo? Because I see Scott sitting right in front of you.
I'm having a nice Glenmorangie La Santa.
As is Jonas.
I spilled some on my index finger. That does not count as drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I spilled some on a commission page.
You did.
And
it is soaked through.
I tried to turn it upside down to see if there was anything in it.
You were blaming me for nothing being in the glass. And you
turned
it
turns out it was full.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So anyway, you know, what we do here is, like I said, we do art and we tell stories. And so we're doing some art and we're telling some stories. What do you got? Anybody got anything?
Yeah, I got something.
Yeah, you have something, Brockton.
Shockingly.
McKinney has a story to tell.
I do. It's a holiday tale.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
It's a Christmas story.
That's I don't even know this one. What's this one about? You didn't tell me about what it's going to be. Sometimes you'll say
this is, and Jonas and I had talked about this earlier, it's the story of Ghosticon, which is a holiday story in itself.
Right.
Yeah, Ghosticon, right? That's like our first...
Our first con.
It happened Christmas. Yeah, Christmas, right.
It was our first Christmas.
I think it's like one of our first cons ever.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Definitely our first 3 days.
First year.
Definitely our first 3 days.
The first year.
We actually
of,
had
like,
to take off.
Cons.
Yeah, we had to like take off the jobs we had at the time.
Right, really. No, yeah, you gotta like take it off because we want to be able to make these conventions. Yeah.
Wow, this was back in the day then.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
It was early days. You know, Christmas 1989.
What? No, it's not.
Wow.
Really?
Maybe not that far back.
Let's say 93.
We actually, we look pretty good. We're both 57.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's say, yeah, you would be pretty young in 89 if you were my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or not. Old geezers. Okay, right. So Ghosticon is a convention that... At the time, we were taking any convention that would have us there. Anybody who's going to have us as a guest,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do it.
Sure. Get your name out there.
Get your name out there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so these guys emailed us and said, hey, what do you think about this Christmas Ghosticon? It's a holiday Phantomween kind of thing where like you come out and... We're gonna have all these kind of crazy guests, and it's like the who's who of horror in
North
Carolina.
Yeah, once you delved into it, it's not really horror. It's more like psychics ghost hunters and Sasquatch hunters.
Oh, I was wondering what it was
called. It's like a paranormal con.
Well, why are you guys doing it?
The thing was at the time, we had the movie Sick and the Dead.
Yeah.
That we had done.
Yeah, we made a movie.
You guys did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The zombie movie.
It was a zombie movie.
Don't look it up, people. Don't look up Sick and the Dead.
It's a great movie. Check it out.
It's
They're being hard
It's a terrible
movie. It is a great movie. And So the guy emails me. I said, "Can I get some?" This is back when I would like be like, you know, hey, let's talk on the phone a little bit and get some more information about it.
Yeah.
And he says, "Yeah, I'll give you a call."
And then Brogdon would be like, "Talk slower."
Slower.
I'll talk softly.
Now what are you saying?
I'm done. See ya.
Now
I'll be there.
You got your jollies and you were gone.
No, but really. The phone call is infamous in our like circle because it's pretty. It goes from awesome to strange.
Any other time anybody's ever called, you like, let's say that like you're like it's here is con, and you're like, can you get, you know, give me a phone call, I'll get some information on it, and they're like, hey, here's your table.
Like table.
This was going to be,
yeah,
da, 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 sure. You know, would load in 7 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. but you guys have to stay until 6 on Sunday. That's just kind of the way it goes. Vendors have to be there the entire time.
Right.
Guess here. This is an artist alley. Here's the contractor sending over. You know, when you're loading out, you can't use the loading bay. You got to come out the front door. Whatever the hell it is.
Right.
That's pretty standard. And I've only done like 3 or 4 of them. Like total.
Okay.
You know,
at this
like
point,
even talk to them. But they've all been, you know, relatively the same. So I asked this guy. When he gives me a call, and he's like, hey, man. I was like, hey, dude. I was like, hey, goddamn, dude. He's like, good talking to you, brother.
Hello.
Good to talk to you.
He's excited. Yeah. He's feeling good about it.
Yeah, he is.
It's good to talk to you. He's like, man, this is Billy. You know, it's Phantom Billy, dude. And I was like, Phantom Billy, what's going on, man?
His name wasn't Billy Phantom?
It might have been Billy Phantom.
Billy
Phantom. Sure. It's anybody's guess. And so he said, I'm Billy Phantom, and I got a proposition for you. And he proceeded to tell me that, like, wouldn't it be cool if we, like, if we could make some gravestones and, like, set up the gravestones at the front of the double doors that come into the convention, and then Bo and I would hide behind the gravestones, and when people came in, we would jump out with our DVDs in our hand and say, Sick of the Dead!
And like, to promote the movie?
To promote the movie.
Okay, because I was going
to
say, making gravestones really in your wheelhouse.
Oh, God, no.
That's kind of strange.
Well, I thought I was like, well, what's the graveyard look like? I didn't know. I didn't want to say no right off the bat.
Right,
he was like, I don't know, man. What's the graveyard look like? You tell me. Like, you know, how many gravestones can you make?
Jeez. Yeah, that's
kind of, I don't know.
I remember Brody calling me and be like, how many gravestones can we make? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't think we made any. Like,
I think we have a really good chance of promoting the movie, and we got this, you know, this con.
We're not prop makers. There's
exactly.
Yeah.
We
got nothing here to offer you. I'm sorry, you know, not if that's the thing, you know.
And past Halloween, so it's not like you can go buy those, like, foam core gravestones.
Shit,
you would have to do a lot of work.
It would be so much, and we're not willing to do it. We're just like, you know, it's close to Christmas anyway, and like, no, we don't have the time to do it. And he's like, you know, man, come on, it'll be real cool. You'll like it, you know. Phantom Billy, you're going to be like, your boy, I'll be there with you. He's like, I'll help you, I'll pull the DVDs out. Wow. We're like, no, man.
He talked you into it.
Yeah, I was still like, I can't. I was like, honestly, I wouldn't even like lie about it at this point and be like, sure, we'll have the gravestones there and be like, nah, dude, didn't bring them. Just, you know, give me the table or whatever. But no, at the time, like, it was honesty was the policy. And I was like, we can't make these gravestones for you, Billy Phantom. and he said, well, that's cool, man. Why don't I just give you a table? You know, it's quick compromise.
Yeah.
You know,
really.
And,
he really stuck to his guns there.
There was no sticking to the guns. As soon as I realized, and I even got the phone with him initially and said, I don't know if I can do this. I called Bo. He's like, no, there's no way. I called him back. He said, then fuck it, forget it. Just give you a table.
Yeah, it's just you two. I'm not even in the picture.
Right.
During this.
Oh, yeah. This is the inception of Lost Story. This is like the bear.
We're just like grinding.
We're not even an office.
Yeah, we're doing
there's
the
no
grind.
Office.
It's not even an office. Yeah, it's not even a studio.
This is like, we're just working out of a bedroom at like my house or his house or whatever.
By working out of a bedroom, well, you know what I mean.
Right.
We're just working out one in a bedroom. So, he says, well, you just show up at the convention, and it's at the table, and it's not a big deal. And I was like, cool. And he's like, also, if you guys don't mind sticking around, you know, on Saturday night, we're going to assassinate a demon.
What?
He says, we're going to assassinate a demon if you don't mind sticking
around.
Assassinate
a demon?
That's
what is
he
that?
Says. And
is that
I said,
a metaphor?
What? Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
It's a bit crazy, you know, it's like some kind of painting thing, or is it do like a, is it a,
is it a game?
A game, that's a band.
Wait, like a paintball. I was thinking paintball. I was like, it's a paintball thing where you have a demon.
Yeah,
and
there's the demon, you have to go around.
That was my first thought when Brogdon called me.
I could see you making that connection.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And he said, no, we're going to, you know, we're going to kill a demon, we're going to summon a demon, and we're gonna kill it.
Oh, he means like literally, like try to summon.
Oh yeah,
destroy
a demon.
A demon.
Okay.
All right, Billy Phantom.
Billy Phantom. I said, "Whoa, Billy Phantom, what are you talking about?" And he was like, "You've heard of the Zoko demon."
He's asking you.
He's asking me.
I don't know what the hell that is. You were looking at me.
No, I know. I was looking at you like he, like I felt like he was looking at me.
Right.
Like, Jonas, you've heard of the fucking Zoko demon.
I really haven't.
He says Zoko demon. He's like, you've heard of Zoko demon, man. Zoko demon. And I said, no. And he's like, it's that demon that haunts Hickory, North Carolina. And
no wonder, yeah.
You know, yeah, he's like, wait, and just that whole area.
It's a small town demon.
It's a small town demon.
It's the Barney Fife of demons.
Oh, what kind of shit assignment is that? How bad in hell did he fuck up?
Like, don't leave Hickory.
Hickory, North Carolina.
Like, the devil's like, holy shit, Zoko, you're so fucked up, man. It's like, I give you nothing but Hickory, Taylorsville every day.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It's like Lexington's God. Too good for you, I know. Zoko.
Assassinating him would be a fucking blessing.
Zoko's like, thank
please.
Release my soul.
I'm like dragging around the streets of Bethlehem. Just being like, dying. Please kill me. Yeah.
Please.
So he's, you heard of the Zoko demon. I said, I have not, man. And he was like, it has raped some elderly people.
Jesus. Around his house.
Around his house.
I don't feel that. Yeah. Well, he's
No, please.
Way I hear it is that he. Well, the way Brogdon explains it is that the Zoko demon.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I think I know what you guys are talking about. This happened like 4 or 5 years ago in Hickory, North Carolina.
Been happening. Maybe 10 years.
Was it like old men getting finger raped or something?
By a ghost.
Yes.
A ghost. That's it. By something. Yeah. They said a ghost. He says a demon.
What?
Elderly men getting
butthole. I just remember reading something.
Butthole molested.
That. So this is like a real thing.
This is what he's saying. Well, again, I don't know.
But that's kind of weird. It's kind of rooted in...
There's an urban legend surrounding it.
Right, but where the area that all happened in was right around this guy's house. And basically the reason the demon couldn't affect him was because he had already demon proofed his house.
Billy Phantom demon proofed his house.
Oh, and so he's like, I demon proofed my house, man, and I can't get in. But I see him finger raping every old man around me. Jeez. And he's like, it's like a demon's taking a glove off and slap me in the goddamn face with it.
He's like, that's the equivalent of taking on the war. Slaps him in the face. Challenges him to a duel.
Wow.
So he says, he's been doing this, he's been molesting the neighborhood, he can't get into my house. So as of Saturday night, we're gonna shut the place down, and at midnight we'll summon it and assassinate it. Zoko demon's gonna die.
There's gonna be cops there.
Wow.
He's like, we got
covering all the bases.
He's like, we got three cops. One of them's been on the force for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a rookie.
He's not a rookie. Okay. He's guy's been around. He's like, we have world's youngest psychic, Bucky Chase.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Bucky Chase was there.
Bucky Chase was there. At the time, he was 43 years old.
Oh. Okay.
But originally he was the youngest psychic.
At one point, I understand. At one point, he was there.
Right.
Okay.
And so he says, so Bucky Chase is going to be there, world's youngest psychic. He's like, we've got, some of the VIPs from the rest of the show
that are going to
be
there. Yeah, pay to get in.
To
watch the show.
Totally.
Probably taking your life in your own hands at this point, but.
Yeah, he said, but we've been selling tickets.
Yeah.
To come in at midnight. Oh, okay. He's like, and we already have like 9 people.
Oh, wow.
Okay. They're going to be there. Full house. He's like, why don't you guys come and film it for us?
Oh. Well, yeah, because you had done the movie, so.
Mm-hmm. He's like, and you think that was good? You think Sick and the Dead was good? Let me make you famous.
Wow. Yeah. That's a bold.
He's like, well, I mean, let me make you famous.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's enticing you. Wow.
I said, oh, I don't think that's for us. I was like, but we'd love to come to the convention. Yeah. It's a big 3-day convention.
And you didn't want to do it? None of that? That didn't sound interesting to you?
I think I'd have been on board. I got weirded out by it. Yeah, I feel like at this point, we probably would have done it. Oh, you would have convinced us to do it. We're going. We would have done that.
Right.
By the time
shit,
I said
no. Yeah, he was like, I don't think we should do this. I was like, no, you're fucking crazy, man. Yeah. We're doing this shit.
How many times do you get invited to, like, see a demon assassination?
This is a one-time deal for me.
This is the first time I've ever heard anything like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, well, we may not do it.
We're not going to film it, right? You're not going to film it.
Right.
But you went?
But please we're going to go to the show. It's like a 3-day show. We're going to go to the show.
Like,
y'all,
come on.
I was like, a big show for us. We're like, 3 days is like really the biggest show we've ever done.
Right.
You know, we're going to do it. He's like, Kid Chucky's going to be there.
Yeah, Kid Chucky. We got Kid Chucky, Bucky Chase. Zaphis.
I would have thought that.
So we say yes, we'll be there. We want to see Kid Chucky. We want to see Young Zaphis. All those guys. We're gonna do it. We're not gonna be there for Saturday night for the Zoko demon.
Not gonna do it, huh? Okay.
Well, I mean,
we're saying we're not gonna do it. I said we're not gonna do it.
I was all about it.
Yeah,
I really wanted to go see the demon.
He's like, you're lost, boys. I could have made you famous. Yeah. No, that's cool though. But don't. You know, it's okay. Yeah. So we show up Friday. Things go okay. It's not a great day, but we like meet some pretty cool people. We met Jeff Beck, and that was like, so that dude, you know, that's the guy you're doing toys for.
Yeah,
for the
new
show
that's
coming
awesome.
Up, the January show.
Yeah,
we've got that toy maker, yep. Customizer.
Yeah, we'll get to that's that cool. In the middle of the show.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so that dude's there when he's in the crowd. He's like, hey man, this is my first show. And we at the time
Billy
felt like veterans. Jeff.
Jeff
just like is our first
show. Oh, well, Billy Phantom probably is first
probably
show.
Probably his first show. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Phantom's like walking around looking
Billy Phantom came
to
us on Saturday.
There's nobody in the convention. Yeah.
Oh,
nobody.
Not a lot of people?
Nobody.
What?
It's a ghost goddamn town. Yeah. No one's walking through it. Like, not in a good way.
Right.
They're not willing to pay the $85 to get in the door.
Yeah,
that's
a
little steep. It's crazy. And so there's nobody there, and Jeff's sitting there, and he's like, you know, oh man, this is my first con, is this how it goes on Friday? And we're like, yeah, maybe, you know, we don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And Saturday, it's not great, it's not bad, but it's not great.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, you know, we haven't made tables yet.
The fact that people paid that much money in the
Yeah, because other people pay for tables, like we had been given the table as a guest or whatever, so we were like kind of feeling bad, because there's not a whole lot of people around there. Saturday comes around, Billy Phantom comes to our table and says, listen, man, this is tonight's the night.
Yeah, Saturday.
Big night. He's like, so we're going, but come on back, guys. Let's get this thing done. We were like, nah, man, we're going to head out. It's not a big deal. But it was, you know, we had a good day or whatever. And so we go to a bar afterwards, like me and Bo, and we're like sitting down. And we get pretty trashed.
Yeah.
We're sitting there drinking or whatever.
Get
and
liquid courage in you.
Liquid courage in me. And in fact, the Kid Chucky guy that we're talking about was the guy who played the child in the first Child's Play movie.
Yeah.
And he was there. And he was there, yeah.
Wow.
And
Alexander Berkeley was there.
Is that his name? Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
So I was like, that dude really was
Sir
there.
Alexander Berkeley.
Oh, I'm sorry, he was knighted.
Sir Alexander Berkeley's there.
Too.
And then when we're in the bar, Fader goes to the bathroom. He comes back, he's like, dude, GhostaCon's like pretty big. There's like a newspaper like on the wall.
Like,
they've got it up
frames?
In the frame.
Oh,
they put it up like every day and just put pins in it. You know, so when you're taking a piss, you're looking at it. It's
every day. One of those.
You put it as the front page of like the Hickory Gazette or whatever. And he's like, there's a GhostaCon picture of Kid Chucky and Chucky sitting on his lap. You know, and I was like, wow, that is like pretty cool.
That's
like,
cool.
Maybe we should rethink it. And Bo's like, yeah, I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna tear it off the wall. I want to get it and show it to you. And I was like, I don't know, man. We're at a bar. He's like, nah, I'm gonna do it. He goes in there, he rips it off, he brings it to me, he's like, you know, GhostaCon, like, hands it to me, and I look at it, and it's just like a kid, like, wearing, like, overalls, like, it's not Chucky at all, you know what I mean, it's just like a dad with a kid sitting on his lap.
I had a few.
He thinks it's a Chucky.
Oh, I see.
He's like, look, it's a Chucky.
I had
it's
a
not
few.
A Chucky, that's the kid, and there's nothing about GhostaCon on the whole thing, and we
oh,
start
it had
laughing,
nothing to do with it at
nothing
all.
To do with it
no.
at all.
Oh,
it's
oh,
like,
okay.
it's like this dad took
wow.
his child to the science museum,
yeah.
or whatever, yeah,
okay.
just totally misread the situation, but it's got us pumped.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Pump.
Got your back.
We're like, I was like, it's not real. He's like, well, who cares? We still love it. And he's like, let's just go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
It's 11:30. Yeah. Midnight's tonight. Let's go.
Witching
let's go
hour.
See it.
Witching hour. That's when demons come out. That's when you fucking... Right, that's when you... The only time you can shoot a demon in the face is at 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay. Wow. God, according to a small window.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot
of time. Yeah, wait. Ding, ding, you know, it's like starts as soon as the bell hits. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So we drive back.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have, but we do.
Yeah.
We drive back.
Against your better judgment.
We get there.
It's like, we shouldn't have been driving.
Well, right. There's a number of reasons that it shouldn't have occurred.
Right.
We get back there, and the doors are already closed, and there's like light kind of beaming out from it. But we're like, I was like, we're too late. We're too late. We're too late.
It's already started.
And Fader's like, I'm going to say, let me try the door.
Yeah.
You know? He rattles the door, and it's locked. And I was like, it's a sign, man. Let's walk away.
Here's
you know what I'm saying?
Answer.
Tomorrow we walk in and that's we'll find right. out what the hell went on.
Right.
As we start to turn around, the door's open. Billy Phantom stand there. He's like, boys, boys, boys. Boys, boys, boys. He's like, I'm so glad you decided to arrive. Come on inside.
Nice.
And we're like, oh, shit, you know. So we all walk in there. And they're standing around in like, it's like just like one singular room. I guess it's like probably like the loading dock where they bring stuff in or whatever.
Okay.
It's like stuff pushed up against the walls. And they've got like a sort of a seance circle going around.
Yeah,
all there.
Salt.
Bucky
yeah.
Chase is there. The cops are there. They're plainclothes.
There was a demon
tell.
Priest there. Remember
demon priest? Yeah, demon priest
Whoa,
was there.
Well, he's like a Catholic priest who like only does like he does sacred. He does sacred.
He's the only demon priest that's like been like blessed by the Vatican. To
and like,
pull it
but
off.
I think he's
okay.
still like. I think I heard him hitting on ladies, and they're like, you know, he's like, oh no, we're not. I'm not that kind of priest. you know, so I don't think he was like. I don't think he was like a for real. Like I went to the whole.
Oh, okay. I'll say they pulled some strings to get him in there.
He's like, they want to make sure it happens, you know?
Yeah.
Saying, let me
Were
sure
there it. Any, like, symbols carved, like, demon
There's
traps
all, yeah,
and
oh,
stuff?
Well, it was, like, weird, because, like, you know how, like, normally it would be, like, maybe just, like, a big-ass pentagram
sure.
or whatever? This was, like, everybody gotten a piece of chalk and kind of done their own thing.
Right,
so.
Like, they doodled on the side.
they oh, doodled. Right. It was, like, doodles and wax. That's, like, what it was. Like, a bunch of doodles and wax, like, everywhere.
I feel like it
would have
been a little
good.
More deliberate.
I know.
You know like,
when you walked in, you were like, this is not the scene. Like, you know, the camera doesn't pan across this, and it looked good.
Right.
Like, oh, what?
Well, it's
like,
reality versus
right. There's, like,
fiction.
Flowers.
Totally.
There's heat, you know, like, yeah.
So there's some
like,
things. Like, there's a couple of initials where like, they had, like, signed off on, like, what they did.
Oh, wow.
John Woods here.
A lot of, like, peace versus anarchy kind of shit.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Like,
yeah.
what? You know? But we didn't care. It's still
yeah.
pretty spooky.
I mean.
There's nothing but candlelight. No overhead lights. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing but candlelight. And the weird drawings and the guys standing in a circle and so Billy Phantom's like you know they're finally here. He's like, cut on the camera, boys, and we don't have a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, he looked at you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted us to turn the
Couldn't
camera.
Couldn't he see that you neither one of you were holding?
I
the
guess
camera?
He's just like so like
he's like
so
he's like, he's like eat up inside with it.
yeah.
He's like so eat up inside
yeah.
it. And,
did you pantomime a camera? For
I
him?
Didn't. I just like kind of froze because I felt like he was gonna. Throw
I pushed
us
the
out.
I pushed
right.
the side of my glasses like that.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
And I'm
recording.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, and so I felt like he was gonna throw us out. He'd be like, "Well, you're not gonna record. You don't belong here with us." You know.
Right.
But he didn't. He's like, you know, get it going, boys. Get the tape rolling. And we just stand there,
right.
and he's like, 3, 2, 1, lights action, you know? And then, and he's like, and
so
he's like, he starts like doing the thing where he's like, oh, Mickey Ba, until
he's
you
summoning,
know,
he's chanting.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. And then, Bucky Chase, world's youngest psychic, who's 43, starts like chanting. He starts, he's like, oh, Lord, somebody,
yeah.
And, and it really does, like, it got, am I shitting? It got kind of creepy where the candles are kind of.
I can
no,
imagine.
Yeah.
It was like, she like
sounds
spells
creepy.
Being blown. Everybody's like, what?
My heart, I mean, it wasn't creepy ever, but it was like, my, you know, it was exciting.
Yeah.
It's
I'm on the edge
I was
seat.
Scared.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, Billy Phantom's like starts pointing to the middle of the little seance circle.
Yeah.
He's like, do you see it? Do you see it? And we're all looking, and there's nothing there, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of, like, laughing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're like, just sort of all like a low giggle kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, yeah.
We're looking at the
you
cops, we're looking
like
at me, or
whatever. Silly the whole thing
yeah.
is.
And he's like,
do
you see it? Do you see it? And we're like, oh, no, you know, we don't, you know. And everybody's like, he's like, show my car, there. And then he, like, pulls out a gun from his waistband. Yeah. Like a little snub-nosed pistol. Oh,
like a 38 special, you know?
Oh, no.
Like shit, a like Saturday serious. Night. Like a Saturday night
yeah.
special.
Oh, yeah. I for sure. I know exactly.
Fucking froze.
I bet. Like,
what? Yeah. This is when I... Yeah, this is that was the scary part. That's when yeah. it got scary.
Yeah, and we're like...
Shit got real.
Yeah, that would be really scary. Yeah.
And so the... And so I see the cop, and he's like looking at him, you know, yeah, kind of like the tilts fuck his are you head, doing? Yeah. Like what the fuck are you doing or whatever. And he sort of reaches for yeah, like behind his hand him. Sure, I can tell this is gonna happen or whatever.
Stand by, man.
And Billy Phantom just like puts one in his chest.
Boom.
The cop,
pow, yep. yeah, shoots the cop.
Holy,
pow, pow, shit. Shoots him in the chest.
You
the
saw this, there.
And they're like, ah, you dude,
yeah, we're
we all
there. Crazy?
Fucking
oh my
freak.
God.
Everybody in there freaked or whatever. And he starts just like unloading the pistol, like just randomly around the room.
Oh my,
you know, I hit the ground. I was like, I just. Fucking yep. went down.
When I ran behind like a
cold
concrete.
Oh, yeah, shit. For me, I was just like, I hit the ground. Ta-ta, just like emptying the pistol.
Yeah.
And people are getting hit. People are running outside. Like the doors are opening. And
he's not really hitting anything.
Out. They're kind of going
good.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's kind of going crazy. And then he like,
Jesus.
He pulls the pistol around. He's like, it's in me. I'm Zoko.
Whoa.
Billy Phantom mm-hmm. says
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then he just like puts the pistol in his mouth. And pops the back of his head off.
Bam.
Holy Gah. Shit.
Bap.
Yep.
Back of the head comes off.
Blew his head off.
Yep.
Like, holy. I couldn't even, like, I saw it. I kind of saw it out of the side when I was, you know, like, I was sort of looking. And then I just, like, as it happened, I turned away to where, like, I didn't see it. I looked at Bo, and he's, like, just looking directly at it. Like,
you saw
it. Oh, I saw it. I mean, I was like.
How have I not heard about
away.
This?
Concentrating on the brain chunks, you know?
Holy shit. That'll take the whole back of your head right off,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it did. Wow. Oh, it did. No, it did. You will, it will, and it does.
Boom. Wow. We. So, like, it's just,
this
like...
This has got to be terrible
like,
for
then
you
it's kind of, like, ringing. Yeah, there's, like, ringing in my ears.
I don't even know
and,
how
like,
y'all
went
to conventions after that.
It's
I
not,
would be
so,
so
bad.
And I was like...
What?
Bo was like, yeah, like, immediately afterwards, like, 15
he
or 20 minutes afterwards.
Murdered a police officer
yeah.
and then killed himself.
I know, but, like, he was kind of okay with it on Saturday night, and then Sunday...
How are you gonna...
We didn't do a great day.
Yeah.
And that's when he sort of seemed, like, really sad to me. Or I could
no,
feel like
no,
the
no, no,
remorse.
No, no, no.
You know what I mean, because at the end, of Sunday,
yeah,
because
pretty,
of what happened on
I
Saturday,
mean, yeah, the worst
barely
day.
Anybody showed up on Sunday. You can imagine because of
wait,
what
wait,
happened
wait.
On Saturday
can we back
night.
Up to the point
sure,
where
sure.
you guys are like in fear for your
oh,
lives, and this
fuck,
dude
yeah.
has just
it's
shot
like
the
ringing,
whole place
bam,
up.
My
yeah.
ears are ringing,
and
you know, and we get up or whatever, and we get out of there, and
yeah.
and we're like get out, and you know, so I'm staggering out of the little garage thing or whatever. Fader's like, you know, we should have filmed that, you know.
Fader, what is going on with you? In your head during this, man, are you in shock or something? Why are you so cavalier about what
I don't
you just
know,
witnessed?
Man. Just, that wasn't
not
a
like
shock.
Brockton is listening.
It wasn't
to
as surprising to me.
And then you had a bad day on Sunday because you didn't do.
I have
a
bad
you,
day.
I saw
much,
a man.
I'm not even shitting you. I pretty much.
Well, here's the thing, though, Joe. Here's the thing.
On Saturday, like I was like, I'm not crying. Like I'm not
been,
like boo-hoo, but I was like,
yeah.
I'm like water.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Here's
like,
the thing, Robbie leaves this out of the story every time. But he came up to our table that day, and he's like, I'm going to kill myself if this con doesn't do
well, yeah, you could have mentioned that. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, that is important.
That would have
yeah.
been kind of a big deal.
He's like, doing really, he's like, how are you going, man? He's like, I'm just doing a real bad thing. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that's not only a red flag.
As
I can't even get it out. That's not even a red
flag.
Laugh. That is a cry for help.
Right.
He reached out to you, and you did
we're,
absolutely
we
nothing
we
about it.
We both laughed, and then we were like, give me a shirt. You know, and he
oh
gave us a
God.
Shirt, and we were like, cool, thanks.
It's true.
I wear that
shirt
all the time.
Get any worse, man, honestly.
But you know
how
like, people say, like, you know, like, oh,
yourself right now.
If this didn't go well, I'll kill myself, you know.
Yeah,
like,
we were like,
yeah,
come on.
A little joke. Like, if they joke,
like,
you're going
to fuck up.
You're going to sense it.
Chucky,
man.
You know?
He did. It wasn't like a joke. He was like, it's going so badly today. I think I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. My God.
I thought
but
that's
like
a very
everybody,
part of the
it was
story.
A depressing convention.
That shows you that the man was truly troubled in the head and that there was no Zoko demon. He was probably the guy fingering old men's assholes the whole time.
Oh. Damn, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
that,
guys,
kinda,
he
re- that brings it all together.
First, yeah. That's the first...
That's the first
mystery
that's
ever been solved.
Actually, it is.
You know, that
wow.
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that yeah, it does, doesn't
God
it?
God damn,
that
makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it sounds
he
like...
He was the... That's why everybody... That's why all the old men in his neighborhood...
Called him Big
were,
Daddy.
Were,
I don't know.
Well,
true.
I don't know if they were...
Yeah,
they good.
That's
but
probably
they
why
all
they
got finger banged,
and,
you know?
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense. It was only in his neighborhood.
And he was like, it's the Zoko demon trying to get
him. He took a glove off.
He's like, Zoko demon, I'm Zoko demon, I'm sticking fingers in balls. Right.
In his mind, he's looking through his eyes, which are the windows of the soul, at the old man getting finger raped. And he's like,
he was deflated.
He was like, I saw him through my window.
Where were you 10 years ago?
Yeah, no shit. You could have been like, we gotta get out of here.
You could have solved the damn case.
This guy's gonna.
Yeah. The only person you would have put in jail is a dead guy. But I mean, still,
that's true.
But still, at least no one else said it. No one else said it. Everybody else was like, the cop
lived.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, well, he can't walk.
He can't. He's
paralyzed.
Yeah. That's horrible. Yeah. That's terrible. That's terrible, man. Jeez.
So,
you guys are kind of accountable.
What?
For that.
No, not us.
I don't mean
Whoa, what?
Well, he kind of reached out to you. It doesn't sound like he reached out
to us was, I'm going to kill myself if the convention doesn't go well. And we did our best.
And Brogdon said, cool, I'll trade you this drawing for a shirt. And he's like, all right.
Because Fader really wanted a shirt.
Yeah, I was like, I really... And I have it. I wear it all the time.
He does. He still wears it. So
I love that shirt.
That Ghosticon shirt he wears, it says staff on the back. That's same shirt.
Okay, the one with the blood on it?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of blood. I can't get out.
Wow. He was wearing it that night.
Jeez, man.
And sometimes I'll be like, I want a Zoko with lime.
We still joke about that. Yeah. It is funny, like
see this right here, you joking about it, it just seems maybe a little poor taste.
Absolutely.
All right, well
so that was it. And then so Sunday was the 24th and like we didn't do a great
you had a bad day. You know?
We had a bad day.
Yeah, you know who else had a bad day?
Who?
Billy
Phantoms. Phantom?
He had
did
a
not
real
have a bad day.
No.
Had a great day on Sunday.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? He was like just like feeling.
Yeah, the Zoko demon were dancing off into
day.
The office.
Things didn't go well. Didn't make a whole lot of money. People were kind of freaking out. There were a lot of questions. There were a lot of cops. And people didn't want to be around the cops. They barely bought anything. A couple of cops bought a couple of zombie drawings just like as a thing that were there. Rainbow.
This is the Bullshit and Lies segment of our show this week. It features Bridget Scheide as the record pooper.
Good. Making me hungry.
Making you hungry.
I'm going to eat that turd over there off the record plate.
God damn it, don't touch that. Make Bridget clean that up.
She won't do it. She'll spit in your face.
Yeah. She'll do it when she comes. I'll be like, Bridget, enough's enough. You gotta clean that turd. It's like bouncing. The record's bouncing.
Wow! Yeah, fuck you!
Exactly. She'll run back in the day.
Yeah, run back. Yeah.
Hey, I think that is.
She was raised by like.
Yeah, like carnival.
Feral midgets. Carnival midgets.
Yeah, carnival midgets. Carnival base jumping midgets. Oh, wow! Fuck you!
I'm out of here, bro!
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
I'm out of here, bro.
Carnival base jumping midgets?
Like, yeah. Get out and drink some Mountain Dew.
Don't fuck with mountain carnival midgets.
Nah, I don't think I want to. Sounds terrible.
Mountain car, is that what you call
them? Mountain Dookie on my Kenny Rogers.
Mountain Dookie. She Mountain Dookie'd on my car, my Kenny Rogers. My Carnival Rogers record.
Carnival Rogers, I had that record. He used to open for Mom. Carnival Rogers. He liked it.
Carnival Rogers.
Yeah, no, he had to pause
Carnival Rogers. Welcome to Carnival Rogers. I'm Carnival Rogers.
Welcome, I'm Carnival Rogers.
I just made a Mountain Dookie under each one of your seats.
You
get go to the refresher bar and get a Mountain Dookie.
Carnival Rogers.
Got it.
The best of me.
Got it.
Holy shit.
Carnival Rogers.
500 miles to hide my life, to hide my life, to hide my life. I tried to farm and I tried to mine. I tried cutting on the timber line, but pain and sweat was all I'd find, rewarding all my labor.
Next week is the big Christmas party.
Yeah, but
now, you got to make it to that.
Christmas party's on the 20th.
Right.
And you're going to that, right?
Yes, but I won't be here the 21st and what? The 22nd.
No way, man. We said we had commissions to do in the studio.
Yeah, but
people are picking them up on the 21st. We kind of need you to be
picking them up.
Well, they're coming like they're by. Coming,
right.
To pick them
so
up.
So we're going to hand you the list on the morning when you get here. And then
what morning? I'm not going to be. My parents have been planning this for what? 8 years.
Eight years?
Well, it's going to, like, break their heart, but, like, you have to be
we're
here.
We're on the winter solstice.
Yeah,
we're druids, and it takes, we have the 8 year.
But you made a commitment to the studio when you joined.
I know. I mean, I'm committed, man. I'm just saying.
Doesn't sound like you're committed. Because if we're having the Christmas party, if we're having 20th. A whole story, Christmas party on the 20th,
that I'll be hungover on the 21st.
Well, and the next day that Brock and I... you're right. We're gonna be hungover as shit, and also we get up and go to vacation that day. That's when Brock and I go on vacation every year.
We go to Myrtle Beach. We've been planning that since today.
Yeah, we made that plan today.
Well, it sounds like my plans have been done longer than yours.
Well, it would be if it wasn't a studio kind of thing where it's like, who's going to really stand up for the studio and be like, of course I'll be here.
Yeah, but you guys aren't gonna be here. So
we knew you were going to be here on the 21st.
No, right. No. How would you know that?
Because we just told you.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah,
I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach
on the 22nd. You can also be right. here, but then by the 20th, I promise you, on the 27th, you are shackleless. You are ready to walk.
27th, you're out.
27th, we're back.
We're back on the 27th. Yeah,
we get back from the beach on the
20th. No, we get back on the 27th, but.
So 28th. You're out on the 28th. Right. We get back from the beach on the 27th.
We need a day to recover.
Jesus, I need 2 days here.
You can have them. That's it, 28th, 29th.
No. I mean, I need a specific 2 days.
Those are the two specific days I can give you.
Yeah, and then you got to get back on the 30th.
If you're not back on the 30th, we're on vacation. We start vacation the night of the 29th.
Vacation. Yeah,
we have a doctor vacation.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
It's exactly what it is.
I am. So
I'm being punished for not drinking, basically, because you're going to be too punishment. Hungover to work.
It's not punishment. It's a responsibility, and it's something that you have to learn if you're going to work here. Okay?
Wow. And that's the thing.
Yeah, we wrote this on the calendar.
You don't even own a calendar.
Hang
what
on.
Calendar? Is that
wait a minute.
Figuratively wrote it on a calendar? He's doing it now. You're writing
I wrote
it
this
right
on the
now.
Calendar. The point is, I wrote it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's sitting in front
right
of me.
Now you just wrote it on the
it's
calendar.
An
that
ink.
Doesn't count.
It's an ink, Jonas.
Hey, regardless. It's like saying, like, oh, you know, I don't, my freedom doesn't count because the Declaration of Independence was written so long ago. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
What? That makes sense.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter when a date that you need to be here is written down. It matters that it is
that
written
is
down.
It is written down. You can look at it and see it. It's in pen. It's already there. If you wanted it off, you should have asked for it before. You should have written that.
Right.
You couldn't be there
right.
on the time that I was going to write.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
I got to be at fucking Myrtle Beach.
Too.
Goddamn hamburgers at the Upside Down Cafe are going to eat themselves.
No way. Mango burgers aren't going to eat themselves.
Right, exactly. My hangover's going to be so bad from a Christmas party, I have to nurse myself back to health for 2 weeks.
Spinach pepperoni shake's not going to drink itself.
Exactly.
You guys both owe me $1,000 then, Jonas Britt.
Well, it doesn't count for
calendar.
Money.
Oh, really? Because it's written down right
God
there in
God damn it.
Boom. $1,000. That's what it's going to cost.
Tell you what, I got customers coming in on the 21st. You're here.
Maybe. You pick it up. That'd be your money.
Yep.
I want to put my money on the 21st toward that $1,000.
Me too. Ditto. You'll be here to pick it up. It's yours.
Great. All right, move on.
Say no more. I'll cancel my plans.
It's closer to 225 right off the bat, but then it's going to, you know, eventually...
I'll just tell my mom we'll bury Nana some other fucking time.
Yeah, fuck
Jesus,
your pagan family.
Really?
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Money's more important.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, pagans aren't even...
Oh, no, yeah.
Pagans aren't even where the holiday originated.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah. It started with us, man. We go back a long way.
Also, they're pitching dirt on Nana's face. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like
that's
that.
A good point.
It's not like, you know, she
What time on the 21st is this happening?
Death. What time? Yeah. Does it really matter?
Well, can
it
you
does.
Be back?
It matters, like, yeah, it kind of significantly.
No, I'm just saying, you get a lunch break.
We could reschedule. We could reschedule. Yeah. Or, yeah, you could, like, bury your Nana on lunch break.
Do you know how long a Viking funeral lasts? Do you know how long a body burning?
I don't really care. I'm just saying, like, take 2 hours.
Take the fire to
it's
go out.
14 yeah. hours.
Well, then you don't have to be there for a whole thing.
I like to be. There's a lot of prep work going on. I mean,
wait, what if you just missed the party prep work is on the 20th?
What?
Yeah, don't come
I
to
said,
the party.
What if you just missed the party on the 20th? What if you missed the Lost Story Studios Christmas party and just went ahead and burned your Nana's body then?
I can't, man. I mean, it's not up to me when she burns.
I think you could say
no, I think
that.
It is.
You'd be like, I can't be there on the 21st because I already have a prior obligation. Can we just go ahead and burn Nana's body the day before?
Can I say something here? I think it's completely up to you. Nana's not going to burst into flames on her own. I mean, you set her on fire. You know what I'm saying? You pour gas on
that's exactly right.
The actually, old bitch and set her on fire.
She pours gas on herself, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Nana's dead.
No, that's the whole point. It's her funeral, but
She's alive
still? She's killing herself for the party.
That's not Christmas.
Out with the old, in with the new.
I've never burned a grandmother.
Don't you know how pagan rituals
work? I've never burned a grandmother on Christmas.
That's what we do. That's the Brit family.
Is that like your Christmas tree? You have presents around a burning grandmother?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's sick. But kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's not fight about our calendar stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
On the podcast. Yes,
no way. Let's cut it now
all we know.
20 minutes in, right. Let's cut it.
Yeah, all we know, you'll be there 21st. Great. Thank you.
Right.
End it.
All right. Sorry we're back on the night of the 29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. We might get an extension on the room, you know?
That just doesn't sound fair, but whatever. Keep going.